Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers finalized deals on education and ethics and have passed the $142 billion spending plan. The state Senate passed the budget before midnight last night, while the Assembly passed it early this morning. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Calendar number 314, Senate Budget Bill, Senate Print 2000C, an act making appropriations for the support of government.
Legislators began passing the final budget bills in the late afternoon, with only a few hours left until the midnight deadline. The final sticking points of the spending plan include a new teacher evaluation plan and changes to teacher tenure. The new teacher performance reviews will be based on two components: one, test scores from grades 3 to 8 math and English standardized tests and existing Regents exams, and two, classroom observations by a school administrator or an independent observer. If a teacher is rated ineffective on either of those two components, they cannot be ranked effective overall and can only be ranked what's known as developing. The provision radically changes the teacher tenure system. If a teacher is rated ineffective for 3 years in a row, whether they have tenure or not, then a school district can begin proceedings to have them removed. The plan contains many key elements that Governor Cuomo originally sought. The teachers' union call it a sham and unworkable, and their allies were dismayed and begged the Senate and Assembly to hit the pause button and delay passage of the bills. But Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, whose Democratic conference is most closely allied with the teachers' union, says that's not happening.
We're going to pass the bills that'll be imprinted as we speak.
All school districts will need to get their new teacher performance plans okayed by the state education department by late fall. If the plans are rejected, then school districts would not continue to get their increased school aid. Speaker Hastie says that's an improvement, though, over the governor's initial plan, which directly linked school aid increases to the new teacher evaluations.
In the governor's original proposal, he didn't want any money to go out the door unless SED came up, or unless there was a statewide evaluation new system. This one is different, where the money will go out the door, but the school districts will have to respond and get an approval from SED by the middle of November. So it's different.
Speaker Hastie says the State Board of Regents, which is essentially appointed by the Assembly Democrats, will have a hand in designing the new changes.
They will have a wide range of ability. They are the education experts, and there's the legislature. We're asking the education experts to do their responsibility.
But Cuomo administration officials have a different interpretation. They say the powers of the state education department will be strictly limited to approving teacher evaluation plans from school districts who have to comply with all of the new rules. New York State United Teachers has begun organizing a plan to encourage parents to have their children boycott the standardized tests that would be half of the basis for the new teacher evaluations. If enough children don't participate, the teacher performance plans might be invalid. NYSET President Karen McGee explains.
I'm a parent. My child is in 11th grade at this point in time. Had he been a third to eighth grader, he would not be taking the test. NYSET has had a position all along on how to show parents how they can opt out. It's on our website. And at this point in time, yes, we are encouraging parents to opt out.
Legislators also worked out final details of an ethics reform bill. It would deny pensions for lawmakers convicted of serious crimes, though that provision requires a constitutional amendment. Lawmakers would also have to prove that they are actually at the Capitol before they can collect their daily expense payments. And there would be some more disclosure of the law clients from senators and assembly members who work for private law firms. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.